Hello friends, we are doing this chapter on search engine optimization, SEO, chapter 11, overall under this marketing management in the digital era. That is the subject that we are studying. I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this particular chapter. We start with the introduction about SEO. As a definition, it's a digital marketing discipline aimed at increasing visibility in organic search engine result. So there are elements like search engine result, it's an organic, okay, discipline aimed at increasing visibility. So discipline aimed at increasing visibility means, discipline means when you create your digital content, certain technicalities, certain things, if you keep in mind, ability of your site getting searched in early list when the search algorithm starts searching for command which customer has given. Okay, so that's a discipline. It can't be like accidental or it is not automatic. Many times you would have noticed many things for the same website, somebody will charge you 10,000 and somebody will tell you 50,000. It is the trouble that they take to see that they fill in all the information, tags, meta tags, etc. You will learn about it. So that's what discipline, it facilitates visibility on early listing. So if you are in early or rather the first page, the probability of your visibility is much higher than if you are on the second page of the search pages which come out. Okay, so that's a organic, it's a like something that you built in on a long-term basis. It's not paid this thing to come higher on the listing. It is based on how you develop your content, how you have structured your digital properties using all the technicalities appropriately. That's why it is organic. So that's the definition part. Purpose, it's of course you want to come higher in the ranking. You want to come first 10. Okay, that will get the traffic to your digital property and create a brand awareness, conversation, conversion, various things. The component, as I told you, it has two aspects, technical as well as creative elements for optimization. And we will look at that and focuses on making websites more attractive. Websites or the digital property that you have created more attractive to the search crawlers, search engines. When they crawl for the given search command, you come much ahead than the rest. So with that, the basic understanding, we understand, we wish to understand, we should understand this term called SEO versus SEM and PPC. What is SEO? We have just understood, okay? SEM, it's a marketing part of it. The broader term, it's a broader term which is encompassing both search engine optimization and pay-per-click. So on any typical search page, when you search, many times you see on the top certain listing with A and D as an acronym somewhere, or you see in the side certain listings comes, which is a display listing. These are all paid. These are pay-per-click. Okay. So that's a paid thing. So that's a search engine marketing, or it is given there is a pay-per-click initiative. So that's why search engine marketing is using the search pages to give a priority to the advertiser who has paid for display. That is a search engine marketing. Pay-per-click, we have understood, it's an internet marketing model where advertiser has to pay only if customer clicks the communication. So with that understanding, broadly the difference that you have to understand, search engine optimization is for the organic, non-paid traffic generation. Search engine marketing is a paid form of traffic generation. And SEM includes both paid and organic strategies. So there are paid strategies as well as in SEM, you can also have the organic way of building your credibility on the online marketing sphere. So with that, how does SEO work? Broadly, very briefly, we will be understanding. It first gets into the optimization. Optimization means modification in your website and content to attract search engine. So it uses the keywords, it uses unwarranted jargons are removed. They keep the contents very lucid, very easy to understand, etc. So those kind of optimization is carried out. Understanding the search queries. When you get into the search engine optimization, search query understanding is required. You must know what is this customer search most for, wherein your product has to appear. So this is what you have to be very aware about. Content optimization. Your content that you develop, we have just studied in chapter 2, the content or chapter earlier chapter of content marketing, we have studied that it has to have a relevance with the user, okay, and it should adapt to the changing user behavior and the preferences. So that's where you have to keep modifying your content so that it is always optimized for customer point of view. Technical SEO means is the structural part of the site where what you write into the technical field determines your searchability, the image, the speed related issues, etc., and making it more mobile friendly. These are all coming under the technical side of search engine optimization. And backlinks, which is there are links that you have to give from your site. You can make customer visit some other sites. At the same time, you call for customer from other side to your side. This is what is called backlinking, and that backlinking will improve not only the site visit number, the authority it will bring, it will create a good visibility. So this is how the search engine, when optimized, search engine optimization is done. These are the things that start working for you. But these are the things you have to keep in mind. How does search engine SEO work? Means these are the things you have to keep in mind. So further, crawling. You have to understand this concept of crawling. So there are third-party crawlers. They have developed the crawler. When customer gives a search command, they crawl through billions of pages within a fraction of a second. They index the information. That indexed information is like who will come first, whose page will be shown first, second, third, fourth, likewise the page 1, page 2, page 3 and likewise. So that's what indexing means, organizing the information from crawling for easy retrieval. So it will really see that what matches your search first, so top wise, then likely second, likely third, that kind of a thing. Algorithm is the programmatic instruction that the crawler developer has given, and based on that, this crawler, when starts acting, it will start evaluating various pages, and accordingly it will pull them out ahead or put them behind. So that's the algorithm and goal of the search engine optimization is to provide the most relevant and high quality information to the user. It should bring for the search individual very relevant list in front of him. Choosing some of them, intended user gets what he is looking for. That's the goal of search engine optimization. SEO focus on Google. Google is a world largest and highly used crawler, and therefore we need to just understand Google has a dominance in this field. They handle overall 90% of the global search queries. They have an advanced algorithm. Their algorithm is very complex but very, very judiciously developed, which really gives a customer a utilitarian information once he puts his search appropriately. Cross search engine performance. Optimization for Google often ensures good performance over other engines. So if you optimize your this thing for Google, it is taken that your site is optimized for other search engines also, like Bing and others. So this is a power that Google commands in the search engine optimization market. So how does search work? Behind the scene, look at Google process. So Start Counter Global Stat provides up-to-date market share statistics. So this is what's, you have to refer to this, okay, so that you understand. That is what the instruction is trying to tell you. So now, why is SEO important? If I don't do, so why is SEO important? If you really optimize your digital property or a website, probability of it coming up higher in the index order is high. As a result, the visibility will improve. You will come under the first 10. So then customer is likely to see you. If you are on second, third, fourth page, probability accordingly goes down. Credibility, it gives you a credibility when you come ahead. Top-ranked site is seen as more credible and trustworthy. People believe them for the content that they provide. Traffic growth comes in. When you are easily visible on the search page, probability of your site being clicked is very high. As a result, number of people visiting your site is increasing. And when site traffic improves, the natural corollary is conversion rate will improve. So your return on investment will be effective. User experience, it enhances the website usability and satisfaction. When you facilitate a traffic to your website, website utilization also improves. Customer will experience your website, get desired input. Navigation, when you do that, search engine to come close to your search engine optimization, site indexing, site architecture has to be very smooth. So navigations and all need to be improved for both user, and when that is done, the natural corollary search engine also will find it very useful. So that's a thing that we are trying to understand. The role of SEO. How does SEO play the role in your digital marketing? So let's take the overview. It's crucial for improving visibility. We have understood this earlier also, and it's an organic initiative. So something not that you just did short term and you will see the result. It is something that you have to build constantly. Then only your SEO, this thing will happen. So one is an organic part of it. And second is, ultimately, if achieved, it gives you high visibility. So key objective of search engine optimization is focused on user experience. That is number one. And then ensure relevance of the content and accessibility, through which you get higher order listing. Impact it will bring for you, business will reach the target audience very easily, because they will also be looking out. They will give a search command around which you have structured your digital or a website appropriately. So the target audience will notice you early. It will improve the brand awareness about your brand, and it will create an online presence for you. By being highly visible, probability of click, visit, and then various conversation and conversion will take place. Example is HubSpot blog. They have a blog. HubSpot has a blog. It emphasizes SEO's impact on visibility and traffic. So a lot of article, educational. Person like me tomorrow, suppose, develops and then I want to understand SEO and go step by step, that also I will find there. Neil Patel blog, he's one of the second largest I recognize digital marketeer. Detailed insight into SEO's importance for the business growth is given. So once you visit, you can see them. Now, I have earlier also mentioned there can be on-page SEO and off-page SEO. So what is that? Let us understand. Definition of on-page SEO. Optimization of individual web page to rank higher and earn more relevant traffic. So in your entire scheme of website, there will be certain page on which you may be putting offers, on which you may be putting product purchase details, etc. You want them to come higher, so you only do SEO related to that page. That's an on-page SEO. Element is what content you create, how relevant that content is from the customer point of view, quality of that content. keyword optimization. So here you have to have a knowledge of how customer mind will search for what he wants. You have to be close to that. You should know that these are the keywords he or she may be using it. That should be used in your content. HTML tags. HTML is a language. Now in the content creation, if you technically understand, so there will be a tags, meta tags, title, area, etc. So this is what, if you enter correctly using keywords and those things, then the probability of your crawler, your page gets a higher order in the crawling when search takes place. Objective for on-page SEO is to visibility improvement for a specific query of a specific page from your digital property or a website to be improved. So that's an objective with which on-page SEO is done. Off-page SEO, it is entire site related things. So it looks at entire site in totality, wherein visibility of the site, authority establishment, etc. is done. Here the key elements are the backlink, unlink from the reputable website. You seek them to divert some traffic for you. So they create a link to certain keywords. When customer clicks it, they come to your site. Social signals. Create a social signals in terms of engagement, social media platform connection, how much repost, how much likes, etc. Guest blogging, contributing to other sites to build authority. So you write on other blogs, you know, you give your opinion, share additional insight, and thereby create a counterbalancing this thing for you, favorable balance for you. Objective of off-page SEO is to build credibility and trust with the search engine. Okay, so that's a objective for doing off-page SEO. While in the on-page SEO, we have seen that objective is to improve the visibility and relevance of a specific search query, specific page. So that's the difference. I hope you understand what is on-page SEO, off-page SEO. Technical SEO. Here, what it means, improving the technical aspect of a website to increase ranking potential. So I have gone through this in my life. I have, as I told you earlier, somebody offered me a cheaper this thing, and I got into that. At that time, the knowledge was limited. Later on, I tried doing SEO and all, but I didn't realize. And then one fine day, I realized that person is not bothered to write tags, meta tags, HTML tags, image tags, anything about it. So I had to get somebody to sit and do that. So that's a technical aspect. So that if that thing is attended properly, your website gets technically search engine optimized. So this will facilitate the speed at which the page will load, the time within which crawler is able to complete the search. Second, it will make your site mobile friendly, so that mobile responsiveness will happen, or rather on all device, whether it is tab, whether it is mobile, your site will adapt to it. So that's what will get facilitated in the search technical SEO, this thing. So when technical SEO is done, all the tags, meta tags, HTML tags, image tags, various things that is compulsorily required to be filled will be done. Site speed related issues will be attended, and mobile friendliness aspects are handled. Responsiveness of the site will be improved, so that your technically good search engine optimization has taken place. One can say crawlability and indexing. So it makes search engine crawler crawl through your site and index everything appropriately. It provides a security because you are able to use HTTPS code, etc. for secure browsing. Objective of technical SEO is to enhance the structural aspect of your site and thereby improve the accessibility by the search engine crawlers. Meaning and definition of SEO strategies. So what is the SEO strategies mean? Comprehensive plan to optimize a website for better search engine ranking. That's the meaning of SEO strategies. Okay. How you achieve an optimization due to which your website ranking when searched comes on a higher order. That's the meaning of it. There are components we learned about: on-page SEO, off-page SEO, and technical SEO. So goal is increase the visibility, drive organic traffic, and improve the ranking. We have learned this also earlier. When you do SEO, what happens? Crawler is able to find out, index your page's information, and if it is very fluid, very, very lucid, very, very logical around the keyword, it puts you on a higher ranking so that you are close to the eyes of the customer. As a result, the traffic will increase, okay, and organic search capability will increase. So definition of SEO strategies, we are learning that. So the key steps that you follow: first, you set a goal. Why are you doing this search engine optimization? Though earlier we have studied what it does with you: increase visibility, higher order ranking, etc. But you have to be very clear by doing this what is that you want to achieve. For whom are you doing this? So you should know who's your target audience, their behavior, site behavior, etc. Also you should know keywords that they generally try with while searching. So that is also you have to know. This is available. There are sites and properties that help you with computer analysis. Understand the and outperform competitors' SEO tactics. So then you another important aspect, though it is not one and the only one, but very important, is ability of your search engine optimizer to understand how competition has done. So likewise, you try to then overpower their something done very well by putting your text, by putting structuring your site in a way that you become better than the competition. So that's what SEO strategy for. Content strategy, you have to be very, very particular about your content strategy, which is relevance for the target audience so that it becomes valuable for him, and it is using content optimization has been done. So earlier we have studied about this when we did the content marketing, what is content optimization? Long-term focus. So SEO will work only when you have a long-term focus. So you have to balance between sometimes short-term requirements versus ongoing adaptation versus your long-term goal. Keeping that in mind, resort to the adaptation, resort to the optimization at the right time and do it. So that's what the strategy part. Scope of SEO strategies in digital marketing. How? What does it cover? That is what we are trying to understand. It's a very comprehensive scope with which SEO takes place. So SEO covers, first of all, the keyword search. So you have to do the research on the keyword. All SEO, that's the foundation, okay, where you must get into the mindset of your customer, or you must talk to your customer. There are sites which gives you the idea about when it comes to shopping, what has been searched by customers. So likewise, but they are of course paid sites and all. So you must have an access, etc. So this is what keyword narrowing down. Search is of prime importance. On-page optimization. You cannot think of off-page optimization always. That will still not be getting you higher order lead because your on-page optimization is not very well done. So you have to get into the on-page optimization consciously. Link building, you have to interact with various site authorities, request them, approach them, and create a backlinking with their consent so that traffic, this thing is balanced for you. It gives an authority to you, okay? Customer will with very confidently will come to you. So I have to write to say Wikipedia and say that I have this which is giving, facilitating this knowledge, etc. So if Wikipedia accepts it and ranks, or you know, gets into there this thing, so then all the articles and something which is having those words or so, you know, those information, I will get tagged. So when customer clicks it, he will come to my site. So that's a link building. Content marketing, you have to see that your content creation, distribution is all around keywords and relevance to the customer. And digital marketing integration, you have to see that SEO and optimized search engine marketing principles are brought in, right channel, right tools, etc. are used to either get organic traffic or paid traffic. That's what your overall online strategy stands for. Utility of SEO strategies in business growth. Utility of SEO strategies in growing your business. Search engine optimization is one of the very cost-effective marketing. Once done, its ability to attract traffic goes up. As a result, your amount that you have spent in developing SEO self gets paid, you know, over a shorter period of time. It builds a credibility. If you have proper backlinking, proper technical SEO has been done, etc., what will happen is you come higher order in the visibility, and therefore customer will feel that you are good. So that itself, trust building starts. Competitive edge. If you have done this very well, you tend to come much higher than the competition in this crowded digital space. Now that everyone has adopted the same problem, the problem of noise which was there in the traditional press media, etc., out here also is there. So how competitively you differentiate yourself, that's very important. Sustained growth in the traffic. It is not one of the incidents for which you are doing. SEO again has to be done regularly so that continuously growth to your digital property is increased. Paid advertisement will give you for a short time till your advertisements are running. After that, no. So SEO helps you organically develop traffic to your site, increase conversion rate. When optimized content and user experience is achieved, trust gets the customer to come to you. Content is meaningful, value building, okay? Your overall website dynamics, navigation is very smooth. All this leads to ultimately customer conversion for sure. Higher traffic already is one advantage. And in that, conversion rate improving will get a growth momentum to your business. Role of SEO strategies in online presence. So SEO strategy versus online presence, that is what we are trying to understand. How does SEO help? What is the role SEO play in improving your online presence? So overview is that is SEO is essential for navigating the competitive online landscape and creating a differentiation and coming in a higher order when searched. That's a online presence related overview. That's why this is required. So objective is implementing a SEO strategy in such a way that you stand out, you reach by coming on a higher order of search pages. Impact it will provide you is your website's ranking goes up, leading to increased visibility. So when you are on the top 10, etc., the visibility comes. So probability of customer clicking your goes up. Long-term benefit. So long-term, SEO is a long-term, I earlier also told you. So it gives you the sustainability to your presence across your digital property, and that gives the growth in your business. Organically, directly contributes to higher traffic. Higher traffic means probability of higher lead conversion and therefore the higher business. So that's the role SEO plays in building your online presence.